Hello, everybody. It's strain review time. This strain review is going to be completely different. I got a whole bunch of samples, and we are going to pick one at random to review here. So I am not even going to look. I'm just going to grab one. And I grabbed Amnesia Haze. All right, this is a Dutch strain. Looks very sativa-like. I didn't have this one in Holland when I was there, actually. Smells like cheese and strawberries. Like strawberry, you know. Yeah, very much like strawberry cheesecake. That's what it smells like. Interesting how that's possible. All natural from a plant to smell like strawberry cheesecake. Can you believe that? Anyways, let's put some of this shit in the grinder. Not too much. I don't want to get too big. It's Monday. And visually speaking, it's actually decently cured. Yeah, when you break it up, the cheese smell comes out far more. So, let's see here. Break this shit up. And load it into a bowl that I forgot the screen for. Pause. Anyways, got a screen. So we ground some up here, and strawberry earthy smell. Very interesting, very sweet. Very unique, not like anything I've had before, guys. Just load some into the bowl here, and I don't know how powerful it is, so I'm just going to put in a teeny bit. Because rule number two is know your fucking limit. Meaning if you try something new, try a little bit first, see how it is, instead of doing too much and having a bad trip. Cheers. Oh, I had to cut it off there. That was one hell of a coughing fit. I will say this about Audio Boom. That trim function comes in damn handy for shit like that. Whoa, I got tears coming out of my eyes. So far, not feeling any effect off of one hit. Let's try another. Alright, that's better. Very hashy taste. And a hint of strawberry. Wow. Very tasty. Wow. Yeah, very hashy, very sweet. Yeah, it's definitely an upper. Yeah, very hashy. Wow. Let's see the ash here. All right. Let's take a look at the ashes here. Because the number one rule with connoisseurism is it clean? I mean, you wouldn't drink overproof rum or, moonshine that wasn't distilled properly, you'd go blind. The same thing goes for weed. You make sure shit that has properly flushed out pot, meaning all the fertilizers are gone, just like how you would, refine alcohol. So anyways, it ashes out white for the most part. I see a couple of black particles, but overall, that ain't bad. That ain't bad at all. So, I'm not sure if I'm feeling the effects here or not, or if they're just creeping on, but I'm just going to do a teeny bit more. And then I'm gonna see what the hell the effect is. I'm not sure if this is delayed or not. I really should have done some research on this thing before I did it. I got a brief synopsis of it online, but that's about it. I didn't really pay attention much because I just looked for the main effects. Again, very good tasting weed. Again, mostly hash taste with a hint of strawberry in it. I feel wide awake now. I'm no longer tired like I was before I did this bong hit. But not anything fascinating, I will say though. Just take a seat here. So taste-wise, this is one of the better tasting I've had. For taste, it definitely gets a 4.5 out of 5. It's not perfect, but it's certainly better than, I would say, most of the stuff that I've had in probably the last year. It definitely has its aroma. And it's very nice. I like it. Smell and look to it, it looks normal. It's trimmed decently, but it is cured perfectly, which is good. What else? The high. For the high, okay, first of all, looks, I'm going to give it about, I would give it about a 4 out of 5 on looks. I haven't put it under a microscope, so I don't know what it looks like. And as far as high goes, I would also probably give that about a 3 out of 5. It's okay, but it's not like anything I felt before. The best way to describe this would be, I'm kind of semi-relaxed, but I'm awake. Definitely good for after work. If you still got stuff to do, like, I don't know, laundry or something like that. Otherwise, I can't say it's bad. Overall, I would give it a solid, I'd give it a solid 3.8 out of 5. The taste probably being its highest selling factor. But the high isn't anything too special. Like you know it's there. But is it anything super fascinating or super different? Yeah, not really. It's I guess this would be good if you're going out to do stuff. If you were to go out to like the mall or play video games or something like that, this probably would be good. I'm not sure how it is with other people. Meaning like, you know, if you're with other people, you know, how does it work out? I don't know. I'm going to take the rest of the stuff that I ground up here because I want to try a different one after. But, yeah, overall, Amnesia Hates gets a solid 3.8 out of 10. Sorry, 3.8 out of 5. Would I get it again? Probably not. I would rather try out one of the other sativas. And before you ask if I have mass amounts of product here, no, I don't. I got like a couple of half gram samples here of stuff, so it's not anything major. It's a sample pack. It's like having, I guess the best way to describe it is, it's like getting a shot of something and nothing more. Anywho, until next time, toodles.